Well, Open Arms Malawi is a small charity. We provide shelter, food, medical care and love to orphaned and abandoned babies and children in Malawi. It was actually started in 1995 in response to the rise in the number of orphans as a result of the HIV crisis at the time. And today we look after around 100 children, that's from newborns all the way up to children in their early teens, in several Open Arms homes where we've got children living in family groups under the care of our house mothers. The link with Harrogate goes back to the late 90s when Neville Beavis, who was then a teacher at Asheville College, started taking groups of students out to visit Open Arms each year. And then in 2000, Neville and his wife took over the running of the home, permanently moving to Malawi. And Neville continues as the director today, and Asheville College actually continues to support us through lots of fundraising events and activities. We have a team of students that go out to Malawi to support our projects every second year, often getting involved in some building work and so on. We've also got a very strong team of fundraisers and trustees and supporters in Harrogate. In fact, interestingly, a few years ago, the people of Harrogate rallied together to raise funds in response to an appeal to build a toddler home. And that toddler home currently has 7 children between 2 and 5 living there. And it's called Harrogate House in honour of the people in Harrogate. Malawi is a very, very poor country. It's in the top 3 of the poorest countries in the world. And one of the biggest problems there is the number of orphans, with at least 10 women per day dying through childbirth. Most of the families and in the rural communities rely on agriculture and farming to sustain themselves. So it is a very, very poor country. And often when a child is orphaned, a grandparent or perhaps an aunt will take in the children of the mother who has died. Sadly, when it's a newborn, it's just simply too difficult for them to look after feeding a newborn and paying for the formula milk. And this is where Open Arms comes in. We'll take that child in, look after them. But wherever possible, Open Arms aims to return these children when they're around 2 years old and they've been immunised and they're healthy and strong. We would aim to return them to their extended family, and they're supported by our community outreach programme. So we do continue to visit our returned children. They get regular medical checkups, and we also support the poorest families with maize seed and fertiliser each year so that they can grow their own foods and to help sustain the children. We've always got lots of things going on because we do rely totally on the support of fundraising and donors to fund our work. In Harrogate, we've got coming up in July a photography exhibition, which is going to be taking place at St Peter's Church on Cambridge Street. That's running from the 11th to the 16th of July, and there'll be a range of photographs on display and for sale, ranging from all sorts of topics: travel, landscape, people. And people can purchase prints. They're between about £10, £25, 50% of the proceeds will be coming to Open Arms. There's also a prize draw, and people can enter to win their favourite print. So we'd hope people would pop along to that if they can. But we've also got a number of challenge events. If people are active and like to take part in challenge events to raise money for organisations like ourselves, we've got the British 10K, which is taking place in London on the 10th of July. We've actually got a couple of Open Arms charity places is still left for that. So if anybody would like to run in that race and raise money for Open Arms, they can contact us at hello@openarmsmalawi.org. And we've also got, very excitingly, we're just launching a new challenge, which is called Cycle Malawi. And this is an incredible sort of epic adventure where people will be visiting our projects, going out to Malawi, a 10-day cycle expedition throughout the countryside of Malawi, visiting the villages and the national park and the wonderful Lake Malawi that many people will have heard of. And as I say, people get a chance to call in at our infant homes, visit our projects and see the work that we do. So again, if anybody would like some more information about that, do contact us on hello@openarmsmalawi.org and we can provide some more information.